Christian Radio is broadcasting peace and reconciliation in Sudan as the referendum vote nears. Children are the key to open doors to the gospel in India. And is God asking you to host a Christmas party? These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The countdown to the southern referendum has begun in Sudan. Voter registration closes December 1st. Many see it as a chance for self-determination, notes Words of Hope's Lita Young.
People are anticipating very eagerly the January 9th referendum, which was provided for in the comprehensive peace agreement signed between the Sudan People's Liberation Movement and the Khartoum government.
There's a high risk of ethnic conflict. Words of Hope is focusing on key issues in their broadcasts.
Words of Hope is broadcasting every night in Dinka and Nuer and several times a week in Bari. And the programs have increasingly emphasized themes of peace and reconciliation based on the relevant teachings from the Bible.
DeYoung says their team is talking about the peace of Christ because
most in the South now would identify themselves as Christian. That is a very important basis on which unity can be appealed to.
Next, it only takes a dollar to get a village child in India started in a children's Bible club. Dave Stravers of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says these clubs are transforming communities for the gospel.
Children in India are so open to the gospel, and also they're such great evangelists for their parents and others in the community. We found that communities that otherwise and families that otherwise would be very closed to any gospel witness become very open.
There are more villages asking for Bible clubs than Mission India has the funds to support.
The Lord has really put a passion in the heart of so many Indian Christians to reach their country with the gospel because they see the stark contrast between Hindu and Muslim believers and Christian believers, so they want to bring this freedom and light to people.
$1 can bring the light of the gospel to a child. You're listening to Mission Network News. This year, you can make an eternal difference in the life of a child in the former Soviet Union. For the sixth year in a row, Russian Ministries is helping national churches provide gifts for kids through their Project Hope Great Gift Exchange Program. Speaking from Moscow, Paul Tokarchuk is praying that
many kids will hear the gospel that brings this hope for their lives. And this year, we would like to reach more than 50,000 gifts.
Your gift of $50 helps churches in Russia provide boxes filled with presents and God's Word. Tokarchuk says you can ensure these kids will hear the gospel this Christmas.
We always encourage churches to hold some kind of evangelistic Christmas outreach. It could be with Christian puppet team, or it could be some other different activities.
About 300 national churches will be involved sending gifts to the Arctic North, the terrorist-torn South, and orphans and street kids in the inner city. Go to our website to get connected. Elsewhere, there's still no relief for the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. Haiti's in need of urgent treatment for the outbreak of cholera. Oral rehydration and antibiotics are the cure. Bright Hope International has access to immediate aid but is in need of support. Since there have been so many disasters in the past 10 months, Bright Hope's losing their funds to be able to serve. You can help by donating $5 for oral rehydration supplies and $10 for antibiotics. We'll connect you at our website. And if God asked you to host a Christmas party, would you do it? Sounds like a silly question, but believers everywhere are hosting Christmas parties for the sake of the gospel. Interested? Here's what you do. Invite friends and neighbors over to enjoy food and traditions. Then have someone ready to explain the gospel and invite those attending to join a spring Bible study. Jesus Film Project partner Christmas Gatherings will help you get started. Get connected at our website. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available a book of danger, mission, and miracles. Brother Andrew's God Smuggler. It'll not only entertain, but encourage you to get involved in the persecuted church. Get your free copy of God Smuggler. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the God Smuggler link by going to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.